With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I actually like Taylor Swift. I do. Nothing wrong with admitting it. You know, there was a story out yesterday, and then it was quashed, that Taylor Swift would be the halftime act at the Super Bowl. And then another report came out that she wasn't going to be the act. I'm sure they talked to her. I'm sure she said she would think about it. I don't know that there's any reason that Taylor Swift needs to be at the Super Bowl. Usually people do it to try to sell, promote an album that's coming out. She doesn't need it. Anytime she has something to come out, it's off the charts anyway. All right, setting up hour number two. Obviously, the Eagles against the Redskins tomorrow. 6.5-point favorites. Mark Lawrence will be here at same time this week as he's every week, about 9:40. We'll talk about the games at college today, the pros tomorrow, the Eagles game. And a question I asked in the first hour, and people are commenting, why do people boo Carson Wentz? What did he do? If anything, the team's in better shape. And he didn't really hurt that much. They got draft picks for him. He didn't work out. You know, and I know he didn't listen to the coach all the time. But, you know, he's 2 years removed. Sometimes you got to move on. It's the first time they're playing him. And it is interesting to see how he plays against the Eagles. And there's no question. I'm interested to see how he plays, see if he has any more juice to, you know, that first game against your former team. Sometimes that hurts you rather than helps you. But we'll see. 6.5-point favorites. I wouldn't lay the points, but we'll ask Mark Lawrence about that too. Ben Simmons, as J.J. Redick was kissing both butts of his rear end in a podcast. I think J.J. Redick's a fraud. But he was really a nice player at one time. Then the last few years he was stealing money. Couldn't defend, wasn't as good a shooter, but whatever the case. So we had him on there and kissed his butt. But he said some things which I don't know that, well, it was wrong to him to allude that, you know, it was difficult to play there. That's part of being a professional athlete. Somehow, he got to figure it out, but he's got better players around. I think he's got better players around him now with the Nets if he does the right thing. And he's trying to justify the fact that he can't shoot on that podcast, and that's weak too. I'm responsible for a lot of points, you know. But you got to be able to shoot. It is the NBA. The Britton Covey story was a fascinating story. Couldn't get into the players' lot last week because he had the wrong pass. And the guy didn't know who he was. But to Britton Covey's credit, such a grounded guy. Wasn't his fault. Didn't have the right pass. You know, all those things. So he totally understood. It's just, how many guys would have done that without going ballistic? So it's nice. And our question this week to try to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Most memorable game from a former player against his former team, which would be here in Philadelphia. All right, let's go to, let me see where we go here. We're going to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard?
I'm great, Bill. Another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. That's great. So anyway, I'll give you my reason why we should boo Carson Wentz. And that is, he is now a Washington Redskin, and he could hurt us. And I think he is fragile and will not take the booing well. and so therefore, you know, he will play worse against us. So it's not what if what he did in the past, it's what he is now.
Yeah, but that's not why people are booing him.
No, it's not.
You know, when you get to Philadelphia, that's, you know, I guess just to create a lot of noise, but and try to get in his head. That's not a bad reason. I understand that.
Okay.
It's not a bad reason, but that's not the reason that people are doing it.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But be the reason why I would.
Okay.
It's a tactic.
All right. I got it. All right. It's not terrible. All right. Who is your player that came back to haunt his former team, so to speak?
DeSean Jackson, when he went to the Redskins after the first time he left us, several times burned us in games.
Well, you know, he also, I think he did some things when he was with Tampa, too, against the Eagles, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. You're in the mix. That is a good one. DeSean Jackson did. He still had some juice left in the tank for actually a few years, I guess. Let's go to Bill. You're on WIP.
You just had Bill.
Oh, is that right? I'm sorry, Bill. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. Dennis, how are you this fine morning, this fine Saturday morning?
I'm sharing a day with Bill Matz today.
What's that?
Bill Matz and I are sharing the same day.
Oh, is that? Well, today is not his birthday. It's tomorrow, but I'm ahead of the game.
All right.
So yours So today is yours, Sam. Well, happy birthday.
Tomorrow's also James Seltzer's birthday.
Yeah, I heard that, I guess, 100 times during the midday show.
Question for you. What's wrong with Bryce Harper?
You know what? I don't remember him getting off to quick starts, and it's kind of like starting over after the injury. Yeah, that's the only thing I can figure. He's just, you know, he's out of sync.
His average has dropped over 30 points since his return, and he's only got 2 homers.
Yeah, he's obviously not swinging the bat well, for sure. And that is an issue. And I don't know, at the end of the season, I don't know. I mean, it's just other than he's trying to get himself back. And sometimes when you're out of sync, you can go in the cage, you can do all those things, and it ain't working for him. And I don't know if he still feels it a little bit in his hand.
Do you think they should sit him?
You could give him a day off, but he won't accept that. He won't accept that. So could you give him a day off? Yes. Will you give him a day off? I'm not sure. Yeah. But that's where the manager's got to take control and say, hey, listen, why don't you just take a day off? You know what? I would do it today. I would do it. If you're going to do it, I would do it today.
Yeah. And tomorrow, as far as Carson Wentz, I hope we bury him because of the way he left town was disgraceful.
Well, yeah, but why? You know, but the Eagles made out better. Didn't they make out better? And that's my question. Didn't they make out better?
Yeah, they did, but I'm saying with his actions, the way he threw our coach under the bus, basically, and you know,
he didn't say anything about him. He didn't follow all his directions. He didn't do everything he was told. He didn't throw him under the bus. He didn't say anything publicly.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say anything publicly. I mean, if he did, I missed it.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't understand it. He didn't do anything. Hey, listen, he's gone. As it turned out, once they drafted Jalen Hurts, wasn't going to work, and he didn't accept that well, and that was a problem. But that's not a reason to boo. If I asked somebody right now, who would you rather have, Jalen Hurts or Carson Wentz? You would
Jalen
tell me. Okay, so how did it hurt the Eagles? And they got picks for it. Didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
You know, I wonder if the people in Detroit, did Jared Goff play back in Detroit? I'm not Detroit, in back against the Rams yet?
No, I don't think so.
So, do you think they're going to boo him? No. Actually, the people, fans in Los Angeles, when they come to a football game, are comatose anyway.
If they didn't get that quarterback from Detroit, they would not have won the Super Bowl last year.
Stafford. Yeah, there's no question. It didn't hurt the Rams. It's the same thing with the Eagles. They took a step forward. And somebody mentioned, they had dead cap money. They could have signed a free agent last year. No, they couldn't. If they could have, they would have. That's the way I look at it. If they could have, they would have. I don't know. I just don't get it. Kyle sent me a text. Kyle, why don't you tell people why you would boo him?
Okay, well, when Carson Wentz requested a trade, he left the Eagles with the largest dead cap hit in NFL history, $33.8 million. That's a huge hole that they had to dig, dig out.
Yeah, but what they got out of it in a year.
They did, but, that was by Howie's doing. Wentz kind of screwed them. Did put them in that bad situation.
Okay, and who could they have signed with that dead cat money?
I don't know. I mean,
that's the whole point. You know, his requesting a trade probably wasn't necessary because they were probably going to trade him anyway because they were going to move forward with Hurts.
Yeah, maybe, but he did request a trade, and they were $33.8 million in the hole. That's
one player, but how much were they in the hole total? It probably wasn't much else.
I don't know, but I do know it was the biggest dead cap hit in NFL history. I don't think anyone.
I'll bet you there's half the teams in the NFL have at least 35 to 40 million dead cap money right now.
Maybe not with one player. Yeah.
Okay, but it's still, the number's the number, regardless of who it was. I don't think it hurt them because they moved forward and they're moving forward and they're a better team. So it's okay. For once you're wrong, but that's okay. That's okay. Hey, Dennis, who's your player that came back to hurt his former Philadelphia?
Well, didn't Cliff Lee leave and then come back?
Who?
Cliff Lee.
Yeah, but he didn't hurt him. Yeah, he didn't hurt him. Yeah, he came back.
Yeah.
But he didn't hurt him. I don't think he even pitched against him, did he? No, he didn't even pitch against him. So that wouldn't be a good one, Dennis. That would not be a good one. But that's all right. Nice try. It's who came back and hurt his former team. That's the way, I'm looking at this thing. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you? Before I make my Phillies points, I want to say I think the Eagles will win 28-10.
Okay, so you'd lay the points, which I wouldn't do. I wouldn't play the game.
I wouldn't gamble on that, but I just feel they're going to win. Anyway,
there's a lot of people that will, yeah.
Right. Okay, about the Phillies.
Yes.
First of all, I'm going to tell you why you were wrong about the crowds. But first let me say, are you aware that the Phillies have a winning record against the Dodgers this season? They have a winning record against the Braves overall.
Okay.
Okay.
Now they do after these two wins because they were one. Okay. I think they were one. But here's what I'm going to tell. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Now here I'm going to ask you a question. After Washington, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Miami, do they have a winning record against plus 500 teams?
Yeah, they have a winning record against plus 500 teams.
No, they don't. Overall.
No.
No, because they're 20-some games over 500 against Washington, Miami, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. So that means, 17 games over 500 now? So that means against plus 500 teams, they have to have a losing record. I know the Dodgers is one game because they only played them seven times. Atlanta, it's one game. That's fine.
Well, wait a minute. Atlanta, they're 8-6 against the Atlanta.
Okay, because they won the last two games. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So I know that you feel that they're no good. They can't even. They won't.
No, I said they're good, but I don't think they're going to win in the playoffs. That's my point.
Nobody thought that Tampa Bay in 2008 would even be in the World Series.
Well, they didn't think, but they knew they were a good team.
Okay. Now,
Tampa's always a good team. They do a great job with their minor league players, with their young players. It's unbelievable. They really do a great job.
The last point I'm going to make is the why you're wrong about the crowds. Number one, it's a football, basketball, and hockey town. Okay, that's a fact.
Well, okay, let me correct you. It's no longer a hockey town. When you get 6,000-7,000 people in a game, the hockey team's terrible. A basketball gets 20,000 because the people always are kind into thinking they're going to win a championship. So it's a football town. I get that.
Right.
I get
okay.
it. I don't care about the crowds. People complain. If the people want to come out, they come out. I don't have a problem if they don't come out.
The Phillies fans always been bandwagon jumpers, okay? And the weather, that was a stupid statement because they packed the house with the Eagles when it's snowing, okay? It's just that the Phillies fans are bandwagon jumpers, and if they go to the World Series, they might do it.
Now, There's too many games. The game has turned into a less than exciting, and it's a shame because I loved baseball. It was a great game. It was a great. When I say great, I mean a great game. But with the analytics has just destroyed the excitement in the game. It's just terrible what they've done to the game.
Are you aware that if the Phillies were in the World Series and the Eagles played on the same day, that the Phillies still wouldn't pack the house because it's a football town, common sense, and that's it. They just do.
It'd be close, but that's who cares? But they're not going to be in the World Series anytime soon.
The player that I feel that came back was Scott Rowland.
Did he do a lot against the Phillies? I don't remember that, but I'll check it. All right, Jim, you're in the mix, okay? I don't know. The World Series, well, they wouldn't be playing at the same time anyway. So that would never happen. If the Phillies were in the World Series, the Eagles and the Phillies wouldn't play at the same time. They would not play at the same time. So it wouldn't make any difference. 215-592-9494. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor? But we're at the Borgata. That's why it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. And the Eagles play tomorrow. They should be. And I see no reason they won't be 3-0. But I'm not laying the points. I'm just not laying the points. It's just until, I don't know who. Like, if they get to Arizona, they're going to be an underdog. Then I take the Eagles because I think Arizona's a fraud. But we'll see. But we got to get there first. I'm Howard Eskin. You got the numbers on speed dial. If you don't, put it in. 215-592-9494. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. Isn't it a nice place here? Yes, it is. All right. We shall return. We'll get to your calls.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.